Cargill has made it very clear to employees not to come to work if they're sick or have had contact with COVID-19 patients, Sullivan says. The company isn't penalizing unexcused absences and is offering up to 80 hours of paid leave to employees who miss work because of COVID-19 impacts. Humes says he can't confirm if Benjamin or anyone else was told not to wear a mask. I don't know who would have told him that, he says. The facility followed safety directives from Cargill, which were based on guidance from the CDC, Humes says. Americans eat more meat per capita than the people of any other developed country except Argentina, almost 50% more than Canadians and more than double what people consume in the European Union. One reason is that, because of industrial agriculture, meat and poultry cost at least 20% less in the U.S. than in most European countries. Big companies are competing with each other for the cheapest meat down to the pennies, says Wadiak of Cook's Venture. Plant closures have sent prices soaring. Wholesale prices for beef hit an all-time high on May 4th, double the recent low in February. Pork prices are the highest they've been since 2014, when a piglet-killing virus struck U.S. herds. Bob Brown, an independent market consultant in Edmond, Oklahoma, estimates U.S. meat supplies have fallen 28% over the 7 weeks, equivalent to more than 500 million pounds. Some hog and poultry farmers are euthanizing pigs and chickens rather than holding and feeding them for slaughterhouses that may not open soon. Protein markets are unequivocally the most volatile and least predictable I have ever witnessed, says equity analyst Heather Jones of Heather Jones Research.